Brick, building things, throwing. Blanket, keeping warm, smothering fire, tying to trees and sleeping in as a hammock, improvised stretcher. Where is Florence's imagination? He identified the most common and most functional uses for bricks and blankets and simply stopped. The fact that Florence's IQ is higher than Poole's tells us nothing, since both students are above the threshold. What matters is that Poole's mind can leap from violent imagery to sex to people jumping out of buildings without missing a beat, and Florence's mind can't. Now, which of those two students do you think is better suited to do the kind of brilliant, imaginative work that wins Nobel Prizes? That's the second reason Nobel Prize winners come from Holy Cross as well as Harvard, because Harvard isn't selecting its students on the basis of how well they do on the uses of a brick test. It's also the reason Michigan Law School couldn't find a difference between its affirmative action graduates and the rest of its alumni. Being a successful lawyer is about more than IQ. It involves having the kind of fertile mind that Poole had. And just because Michigan's minority students have lower scores on convergence tests doesn't mean they don't have that other critical trait in abundance. This was Terman's error. He fell in love with the fact that his termites were the absolute pinnacle of the intellectual scale, at the 99th percentile of the 99th percentile, without realizing how little that seemingly extraordinary fact meant. By the time the termites reached adulthood, Terman's error was plain. Some of his child geniuses had grown up to publish books and scholarly articles and thrive in business. Several ran for public office, and they were two Superior Court justices, one municipal court judge, two members of the California State Legislature, and one prominent state official. But few were nationally known figures. They tended to earn good incomes, but not that good.